Alejandro Garza Laguerra passed away, a legacy of entrepreneurship and philanthropy in Monterrey. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Alejandro Garza Laguerra, a name synonymous with business leadership and philanthropy in Monterrey, passed away on December 6, 2023 at the age of 97. Born on June 10, 1926, he was the second of eight children of Eugenio Garza Sada and Consuelo Laguerra Zambrano. Garza Laguerra emerged as a central figure in the Monterrey business dynasty, playing a key role in the evolution and expansion of Cervecería Cuauhtémoc, the precursor of what we now know as FEMSA. His education took place in prestigious institutions such as the Franco-Mexicano College, the Tecnológico de Monterrey, and Chaminade College in St. Louis, Missouri. At the age of 22, Garza Laguerra began his career in the sales management of Cervecería Cuauhtémoc, rapidly rising to the position of general director in 1960, a role he assumed with determination and vision. Garza Laguerra not only stood out in the business world as a shareholder of Grupo Plinas and Cigarrera La Moderna but also as a philanthropist, supporting institutions such as the University Hospital and Hogar Ortigosa. He was an active member of organizations like the Monterrey Country Club and Knights of Columbus. His contributions to the academic and business world were recognized with multiple honors, including the Freedom Guardian Award from the Acton Institute in 2020. His autobiography, My Years in Cervecería Cuauhtémoc, narrates his journey and the impact of his family on the country's business development. Alejandro Garza Laguerra leaves an indelible legacy in the business, academic, and philanthropic worlds. His life was marked by wise decisions and exemplary leadership, making him an undisputed pillar of Mexico's business and social history. His passing marks the end of an era, but his legacy will endure for future generations. RIP.